It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Hope you're having an outstanding day. Hope you're staying warm. Travel safe. It is Wednesday, November 30 of 2022. We're going to talk a lot of hoops today on the show. However you are tuned in, you know I appreciate it. Whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on the tweet machine at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set there on the Zuck machine. And then make sure that you not only visit the website for the stream, but give it a bookmark. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. We've got the podcast of this show, all sorts of local and statewide sports content there. There's local news there, Radio Iowa news and sports, a lot for you to take in at the website. And I'm not just saying it for my health. Bookmark it. You won't regret it. 1650thefan.com. If you want to join the show today with any questions or comments, you can dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. We have the technology. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. And speaking of emails, I sent an email out earlier this afternoon to everybody that is registered, qualified, whatever word you want to use, everybody that is welcome to join us at Fan Frenzy coming up on Monday night, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. It's all presented by Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. And make sure, check your email inbox if you expect that you should have gotten an email, which either came by way of you participated enough in Pigskin Pick'em to get an exclusive email invite, or you won a week of Pigskin Pick'em and got the exclusive email invite, or you've been one of the great listeners this week that's been tuning in for the on-air keywords and then entered those online. In any of those three cases, you should have gotten an email. So if you think or know that you fall in one of those three categories and you don't see an email, I would say, first thing, check your spam folder. Second thing, if you still don't see it in the spam folder, then go ahead and email me. Email me, cole@1650thefan.com. And you could also call. Now, I'm a little busy right now, but if you call between 9 and 4:30, you can get a hold of me, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. Want to make sure we get everybody there who has earned their qualification. And we've got a really big group of people that's already there, but we do have room for some more folks. Lucky you. We've got some room for some more folks. And with the prizes we're giving away, I'd be listening for those on-air keywords. The grand prize, the 75-inch Sony 4K LED TV from Hawkeye Audio Video. We've got a whole new home furnace from Air Services, a brand new Lazy Boy from Slumberland, And gosh, what? Oh, yeah. How could I forget from our great sponsors, Tubbs R Us, the Green Mountain Ledge Prime Pellet Grill. That's a $900 grill that all your buddies are going to be jealous of. So that's a pretty intense lineup of prizes, and I cannot wait to see the look on the lucky winners' faces on Monday night. So if you want to win, you got to be there. And at this point, you got to listen for the live on-air keywords. And I do want to say this public service announcement as it relates to that, that there's a number of you, and know that I appreciate it, there's a number of you that have, every time you've heard that keyword, you've gone online and entered it. That's awesome. But when you've entered it once, you're good to go. You don't have to do it again. I love the effort, and it makes me feel all warm inside knowing that you're listening as often as you are, but maybe just for the sake of your employer and your work, you only have to do it once, as I said. So the email is out, and if you do continue to hear the on-air keyword, if you haven't done it yet, you can still do that. It will go through the end of this week, and you're probably going, okay, I haven't done it yet, Cole. What's the keyword then? Give me the keyword. All right. I'll be the nice guy again today. I probably won't tomorrow and Friday. I might park it at the back of the show, like in the final segment, make you wait the whole time. But that's not a big deal because we'll have another loaded up show tomorrow. But nonetheless, today's keyword is Sonos. Today's keyword, Sonos, that's S-O-N-O-S. That's a audio company that they have great products. Hawkeye Audio Video, a dealer of Sonos products, and that is today's keyword, Sonos. So if you enter that online at 1650thefan.com, we've still got room, so you're in. But the thing is, we're getting close enough, folks, where I could come in tomorrow morning and go, hey, we're not going to have any more room. We could get in trouble with the fire marshal because, you know, so many people sign up, right? And, you know, Dad's Pub is a big place, but, you know, we're not talking about a ballroom or anything. So if you snooze, you're going to lose. So here you go. One more time, Sonos is the keyword today. And if you want to join us on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo for Fan Frenzy, go to the website, enter that keyword, and you will get an email from yours truly. With your formal invitation and rules about the game we play, details about the prizes. We're going to have great food there by or from Hungry Charlie's Lunchbox in Waterloo. Very much looking forward to that. And shout out again to Jordan and his team over there at Dad's Pub. Did a great job last year and can't wait to see another great night there as we take in that Monday Night Football game that's going to feature the New Orleans Saints on the road taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I think we should have a pretty good game to watch. And last year's was good too. So, and even if the game's not great, guess what? The prizes are going to be great. So there we go. Also, going to mention again, I will be at Young Arena this Friday. Clark the Cub, the official mascot of the Chicago Cubs, is going to be at Young Arena. So it's two of our favorite things, Waterloo Blackhawks hockey and the Chicago Cubs coming together at Young Arena. So this show, Cole and Company, will emanate from Young Arena between 5 and 6 on Friday night. I think we're going to have Tim Harwood join the show at some point. And then also we'll hear from Michael Cerami of BleacherNation.com. And we'll get you an off-season check-in on where things stand in the hot stove season with the Chicago Cubs. So very much looking forward to what Friday's show will bring. But, hey, we got a show to do today. And, of course, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this cold Wednesday. We'll come back on the other side and be joined by ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman. Coach Lehman had the call, the color commentary, I should say, for that Iowa-Georgia Tech game last night. It was on ESPN2. It was great to hear Coach. And the Hawks got a win. I'll have details on that in just a moment. But we talk about that Iowa game last night, which included an incredible performance from Chris Murray. Talk about the UNI Panthers, the Drake Bulldogs. So a good hoop breakdown, like always, from Coach Lehman coming up in the next segment. After we're done there, we take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and we'll be joined by Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael. The Trojans got a big rivalry win last night. I'll get you details on that in just a moment as well. And want to continue to reach out to our metro and area girls and boys basketball coaches and make sure that we're as educated as one can be about what is another just very impressive group of metro and area teams on the boys and girls basketball scene here this winter. So Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael will join us in the third segment around 5:35 today. Talk about the Trojan boys basketball team. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout for your Wednesday. That's when you'll get an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back, wrap up the show, and after news and weather at the end of the hour, hand the baton to the Cyclone Radio Network, where the Cyclones are playing host to North Dakota tonight. Pre-game coverage of that one at 6 at the top of the hour, and tip-off of that is at 7. So that's what's going on, folks. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. Last night in Metro High School basketball, in boys games, Waterloo East, as I mentioned, slipped past Waterloo West 46-43, and Jessup got the best of Waterloo Columbus 93-59. In girls games last night in the Metro, 5A top-ranked Waterloo West rolled past Waterloo East 71-28, and the Columbus girls got a win, rallied to beat Wapsie Valley 52-38. And as we told you on the show yesterday, the scheduled Cedar Falls girl-boy doubleheader at Mason City was postponed due to the weather. The 8th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team rolled to an easy 93-43 win over Southern Illinois Edwardsville last night, a game you heard right here on The Fan. 4 Cyclones scored in double figures, led by Lexi Donarski's 22. Iowa State had a 55-22 lead at halftime. The Cyclones are now 6-1. Last night, Chris Murray had a career-high 31 points and 20 rebounds as Iowa defeated Georgia Tech 81-65 in their ACC Big Ten Challenge game. Murray was 11 of 18 shooting, including 4 of 8 on three-point attempts. The Hawkeyes are now 6-1 this season. As I just mentioned, Iowa State men's basketball back at home tonight at Hilton Coliseum, playing host to North Dakota. Earlier this week, the Cyclones entered the AP Top 25 for the first time this season at number 23. Cyclones are 5-1 this year. Fighting Hawks are 5-3. Pre-game begins at 6, tip-off at 7. The UNI basketball team opens up Missouri Valley Conference play tonight. The Panther men travel to Peoria to take on Bradley. This is the second straight year that the Panthers open league play on the road against the Braves. UNI is the reigning Valley regular season champions. Panthers are 2-3 this season. Bradley, 4-3. Tip-off is at 7. The Wartburg basketball teams are on the road tonight. The Knights travel to Luther for an American Rivers Conference matchup. The Wartburg women are off to a 1-0 start in league play. Meanwhile, the Wartburg men still seeking their first ARC win. In case you missed it, Iowa senior linebacker Jack Campbell named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and Big Ten Linebacker of the Year. Campbell was also named first team All-Big Ten by both league head coaches and the voting media. The Cedar Falls native earned first team honors for the second straight year after recording 118 tackles, 2 interceptions, and a forced fumble. Campbell is a finalist for the Buckus Award as the nation's top linebacker. He is also a finalist for the William Campbell Trophy, known as the Academic Heisman. Iowa senior tight end Sam Laporta is one of 3 finalists for the John Mackey Award. It goes to the nation's most outstanding tight end. In news earlier this afternoon, Laporta was recognized as the Big Ten Tight End of the Year. He leads Iowa with 53 catches for 601 yards. He was injured in the first quarter of Iowa's win at Minnesota and did not play in the regular season finale against Nebraska. No word yet on his availability for the expected bowl game. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking hoops, college hoops, Iowa, UNI, Drake, with the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Flash.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is hoping to play this weekend, but did not practice today due to thumb and rib injuries. Head coach Matt LaFleur also said
that he expects Rodgers to play. Kyle Pitts has had a disappointing season, and now it's over with the second-year tight end of the Falcons and former fourth pick overall having surgery on his injured knee. Pittsburgh Penguins defenseman Chris Letang suffered another stroke. He had missed 2 months in 2014 from the previous one. Fortunately, he is not suffering any lasting effects, and this latest episode is not believed to be life or career threatening. At the World Cup today, Argentina and Poland both moving on to the round of 16. Argentina, a 2-0 winner over Poland, and Mexico, despite a 2-1 win over Saudi Arabia, eliminated on a tiebreaker. Australia defeated Denmark by a score of 1-0, and Tunisia also a 1-0 winner over France. The Celtics have the best record in the NBA. They've won 4 in a row and 13 of 14. They'll host the Heat. Despite their strong run lately, head coach Joe Mazzulla still has some concerns about the team after 13 turnovers on Monday. The Bucks, a couple of games back in the East, will take on the Knicks. New York coming off its biggest win of the young season last night in Detroit. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158, or listen to us on your local affiliate. Find your station at odyssey.com/stations.
Lock your radio to the Fan tonight for Iowa State men's basketball. Coverage begins at 6.
Happy holidays from all of us at North Star Community Services. I'm Jody. Our team and I wish you a season filled with joy. Thank you for supporting the mission of North Star this past year. We look forward to empowering more persons with disabilities in the year to come.
The Cedar Falls School District is proud to announce students Jack Beecher and Akshat Mehta have been named semifinalists for the 2023 National Merit Scholarship Program. Also, Elena Davidson, Grant Redford, and Cassell Taylor have been named commended students. About 95% of the semifinalists are expected to attain finalist standing, and approximately half of the finalists will win a National Merit Scholarship. To become a finalist, the semifinalist student and a high school official must submit a detailed scholarship application detailing the student's demonstrated leadership abilities, service to the community, employment, and honors and awards received. A semifinalist must have an outstanding academic record throughout high school, be endorsed and recommended by a high school official, write an essay, and earn stellar SAT or ACT scores. Let's congratulate these students, their families, and their educators in the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Pastor John Fuller reminding you that God loves you no matter what, and you can share Christmas with us at Prairie Lakes Church across Iowa. Find campus locations and service times at prairielakes.org.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Iowa State coming off an impressive run in the Phil Knight Invitational, making it all the way to the title game before falling to UConn. Back at the Hilton Coliseum today as a 22-point favorite over North Dakota. The total, 133. The Fighting Hawks 0-2 all-time against the Cyclones. Northern Iowa, 6-point road dog of the Bradley Braves, 136.5 the total there. Drake laying 2 at Indiana State, 147.5 the total in Terre Haute. In the NBA, the Bulls are a 5.5-point road underdog at the Footprint Center, where the Suns have won 11 of 12 games so far this season. 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com and save an additional $30 when you enter the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, at checkout at omahasteaks.com. For sports betting news and information 24/7, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 39. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Friday, with daytime highs approaching 49. 26 Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 20.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. Talking a lot of hoop today. We'll be joined in the next segment by Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael. The Trojans coming off a big rivalry win last night against Waterloo West. Looking forward to that. Right now, though, very much looking forward to being joined by ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman. You follow him on Twitter at KLehmanSports. And first things first, Coach, just to set the basketball aside for a moment, watching your call last night of the Iowa-Georgia Tech game on ESPN2, I saw your new hairdo, and then seeing you make the little speech that you did about your battle with cancer that we're all just, all of us that are close to you are so happy with how that's obviously turned out. It was really something to see you speak about your experience, and just all the best thoughts and prayers, certainly from my side of things that have been going your way. So just, it was really something to see that last night, and good on you.
Well, Cole, I appreciate that. And this is Jimmy V week. And I even said on air, I'm 100% certain that the funds raised and the research done from the Jim Valvano Foundation and the Coach for His Cancer with, you know, Ben and Don Jason are big parts of.
Yeah.
Greg McDermott started. I just got off the phone with Mac. You know, Fran, and just go through the whole list, Darren DeVries and Ashley, that funds helped me find a cure for my cancer. And once you have cancer, you know it's in remission, so you're always kind of on edge. But certainly it's been a journey, and I don't mind sharing that if people give funds to the Jimmy V Foundation. Because there's yourself, your family, your friends, your relatives, someone close to you will have cancer.
Yeah.
And we need to get cures for this.
Yep, no doubt. We've all been touched by it in one way or another, unfortunately. So a great cause there with the Jimmy V fundraising effort. And, Coach, for as good as you were with your speech, I thought you were even better on the call of that game last night. The Iowa Hawkeyes get the 81-65 win over Georgia Tech in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They're tough. They're a tough beat in this ACC Big Ten Challenge, and especially tough when Chris Murray goes off for 30 points and 20 rebounds. That's video game type stuff we saw last night.
I kind of thought that might happen because he had struggled in those last two games, TCU and the one before that. So I kind of, this guy's going to go off tonight, which he did. And he scored every way there was. He's making us forget who Keegan Murray is. And here's what's interesting. I looked at his bio. His favorite NBA teams does not include Sacramento. Like, what's with that, dude? You got to like your brother's team, don't you? But typical Hawk team. Low turnovers, 9 turnovers, 21 assists on 27 made field goals. And what they did on the offensive glass was, it was like I said, playing ping pong. They didn't shoot it well. They didn't need to because they went and got it back. I still really like this Iowa team. I think physical teams will give them problems. But this is a Georgia Tech team that was really quick and athletic. And I tell you what, I found out this out. The less you prepare for a game, the broadcast, sometimes the better you are at it. I just got back from Virgin Islands doing 24 games. My brain was fried, dude.
Well, that worked out for me from time to time when I was a college student. You know, less is more sometimes.
That's how you got your degree then.
Let's not go into any more detail on that. But you mentioned, Coach, the how impressive Iowa was on the glass and on the offensive glass. And certainly, you know, Chris Murray played a big part in that with his 20 rebounds. But I thought Philip Rabracha looked really active last night. He just seems so much more comfortable when you watch him out there on the floor, whether it's, you know, moments for him to be aggressive or moments for him to kind of defer and look for his teammates. There's maybe not any one particular thing that you point to, but I just think the collective of what you see out of him right now, like I mentioned, he just looks like a much more comfortable player. And that, I would imagine, is just going to be so valuable to this Iowa team if he keeps that up the rest of the season.
Cole, I think he's more confident. And his teammates and Fran McCaffrey are more confident in him. So he's become more of a focal point of that offense. They're not afraid to throw it into him. And they can't double him because there's too many shooters around him. So, you know, defensively it's an issue because of his size. He's really, you know, an old school four-man. But I'm with you. I think he's really helped this team tremendously. And Perkins isn't quite healthy. I think he's been tremendous. Mm-hmm. And now they're Ulis back in the lineup, gives them some quickness in there, although he didn't shoot it well. And I like Sanford coming off the bench. I think he reminds me of Troy Muhlenberg. He's going to come in, and he's got a cocked ready to fire. He's probably like you were, Colbert, when you got in the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why he's one of my favorite players on this team. He hasn't met a shot he doesn't like. Speaking of three-point shooting, what's gotten into Connor McCaffrey? Like, did he work with a shooting coach or something this offseason? That young guy is stepping into threes like I've never seen in his entire career.
I didn't even realize until the game was over. He had a double-double. He had 10 points, 10 rebounds. But here's what else. This is the first year he's not playing two sports.
Yeah.
Remember, he tried to play baseball. He had mono. He got hurt. He was splitting time. I think he's had all spring and summer to work on that shot. To me, he's their enforcer. You know, if you're going to get in a scuffle with somebody on the Iowa team, you're going to have to deal with Connor McCaffrey because he's the, you know, he's the guy that's right in the middle of it. I really like his game. He gets a lot of criticism from fans, but I think if you're a true basketball person, you understand the value of him to the Hawkeye, that Hawkeye team.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. We've got college basketball tonight here on The Fan. Iowa State playing host to North Dakota. Pre-game coverage of that one's going to begin just at the top of the hour. So look forward to the Cyclones taking on the Fighting Hawks here on The Fan tonight. We're going to talk some UNI Panthers right now, though, with Coach, as they're coming off a 83-76 win against Northern Illinois this past Saturday at McLeod Center. Coach Bowen Bourne scores a career-high 30 in that game. Landon Wolf, the redshirt freshman, he scored a career-high 19. Bowen Bourne just seems to be that guy where, like, everybody was expecting Chris Murray to take, you know, that step into the big shoes. Bowen Bourne has done that, and I would say, you know, it's still early, but he looks good, to say the least. He looks comfortable as being the primary ball handler and the guy that, you know, his teammates look to in pressure situations. What are your early thoughts on what we've seen out of Bowen Bourne becoming the Panthers' alpha, if you will?
Yeah, I think that's a great description. He's the alpha dog. He's what A.J. Green was last year. The ball's going to be in his hands. And one thing about Bowen Bourne we saw, he's better the faster the pace is. You know, he's kind of one of those guys that can slither and slide through defenses. Has a great knack for the game and a great feel for the game, mm-hmm. probably even more than A.J. Green does. Doesn't have the size, but I think for them to be successful, that ball is going to be in Bowen Bourne's hands a lot. And it's nice to see Landon Wolf step up because they need another, what I'd say, a third scorer to help out Bourne and Titan Anderson, especially with Heisey out. I'm not sure how long Heisey's going to be out, but they'll need him back in or going to make any noise in the Valley.
Yeah, I think Landon Wolf's been really impressive. And Ben Jacobson, I remember him on Media Day saying that there were practices last season where Landon Wolf would just be dropping bucket after bucket. And you're talking about a team that was loaded with bucket getters last season. And he was a guy who would stick out in those practices. I think that's saying something. Ben Jacobson said earlier this year he thinks Landon can average double figures off the bench. So it's been interesting to see how Coach Jacobson hasn't shied away from heaping praise on this young guy. And to me, Coach, he's like a taller, rangier Matt Bohannon. And I'm curious to see just what his potential is. But right now, he's bringing a lot of things to the floor that I remember a young Matt Bohannon bringing.
Well, that's a good description. You know, he might be a tad bit bigger than Matt and maybe a little bit quicker, too. But he certainly has that same ability to score from the three-point line. He's 3-for-6 against that NIU team. And, you know, another guy I want to talk about, because I watched him for years, is Drew Daniel. The kid's a walk-on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed him much, but when I'm doing games at Northern Iowa, he's the first in that gym shooting, and he's just not throwing them up. He's got a manager. He's doing routines. He's the last to leave. And I remember asking Coach Jake for that exhibition game, his debut, I said, are you going to play him this year? Because he looks the part, and he goes, yeah, we're going to throw him in there. So there's a walk-on that might be a great success story here for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's a factor this year. He brings some perimeter shooting, and he just made some really nice plays that don't necessarily show up in the box score in that win against Northern Illinois. James Betts was really struggling, and Drew Daniel was the one who was the beneficiary of that in terms of playing time. So it's something to keep an eye on, you know, how much more comfortable, how much more productive – can he get as he finally starts to get some playing time? I think we got to talk about Titan Anderson as well. We've talked about him before, but he's just such an interesting player to me. He's got the body of a three man, but he's playing the five a lot. Played the five in that small ball lineup with Drew Daniel against Northern Illinois quite a bit, and he basically operates almost exclusively, like 80% of the time, he's operating on the block, even though he's probably given 50 to 80 pounds to his opponents, and 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals. I can't come up with a comp, you know, from a pre.
You
got a comp?
I got one for you. Yeah, but he's for a different team.
Okay.
He's the Panthers' version of Garrett Sturts.
Oh, okay. He's taller than Garrett Sturts.
He's taller, he's more athletic, but he's that guy that kind of gets you those buckets. He gets second chance opportunities. He's leading the league in rebounding. And what is he, 6'4", maybe 6'5"?
I think he's 6'6". Give him a little credit, Coach. I think he's 6'6".
All right, I'm going to go 6'6". And, you know, Sturts is 6'3", but I think the comparison is their style of play is they don't shoot a lot of threes, and they're just active on the offensive window. I love watching Sturts play, and Titan Anderson's the same way. Just goes after every miss. I think he's been the biggest surprise of this UNI team because we kind of saw little bits and flashes last year, but we weren't sure that he could carry the load this year. He certainly is doing that in the front line for the Panthers.
I'm very interested to see how his entire season turns out and how Seth Tuttle will continue to find different ways to get him the ball in that offense of his. How about we turn the page here, talk a little, stay in the valley, talk Drake, Indiana State. UNI taking on Bradley tonight. Any quick thoughts on the UNI-Bradley matchup, and then it's Drake, Indiana State, which I think that could be a lot closer game than maybe some people think.
Well, that's the big one on the docket for the Valley, but we'll talk Bradley first. Rink Mast is back, knee injury. They didn't think he's going to come back till Christmas. He's a big-time player. I don't know how healthy he is, but unfortunately, Jashaun Henry is out for the season as he picked up another concussion. One of my favorite players. And this, with Jashaun Henry, Bradley, in my opinion, had the best front line in the Valley. But keep an eye on Leones, the JUCO kid that's in his second year. He has made tremendous strides. He's going to be a matchup problem for the Panthers. He's 6'9", long, thin, active. I really like what they're going to see out of him. But I think the key to this game is how well does the new point guards for Bradley play? Because you got some experience in Bowen Bourne. They're breaking in a couple JUCOs in that backcourt. But they've got some weapons now. This is a team. I picked them second in the Valley with a healthy Rink Mast, this Bradley team. So, and I've got them Saturday at Missouri State. So this will be an interesting game to follow.
Yeah, it's going to be we're going to have to keep tabs on this Bradley team. There's some moving parts there, as you mentioned, with the injuries. But Coach Wardle, man, he just every year has a very competitive team that's always a part of the race when we get into late January and February. Drake, Indiana State, the Sycamores, a team that I know your sleeper this year in the Valley, Coach Lehman, and they're taking on the preseason favorite in the Drake Bulldogs, who have pretty much looked the part despite the fact that, you know, they've had to get their guys healthy here in the early going, but their starting lineups back to what I would say is normal for them, the Bulldogs. And as you mentioned before, this is the big one on the docket tonight for the Valley. I mean, get your popcorn ready, I would say.
Good thing for Drake. DJ Wilkins, you know, coming off knee surgery in the summer, had a big game against Louisiana, and he had a big game against Tarleton down the Virgin Islands. He struggled the first couple of games, and he kind of looked himself again. So he hits 5 threes that went over Louisiana. He's a huge part of this Drake team because they need some compliments for Tucker DeVries. Roman Penn still on a minutes restriction. He's going to play in the low 20s for minutes. But their backup point guard has been really good. Connor Enright has been really good for Drake. He's not, you know, he's a freshman. He's not Penn, but he's good. And they've got to get that the new kid, Sadar Calhoun, going. He didn't score the other night. He struggled against some pressure in the Virgin Islands. Big-time athlete, still trying to fit in with all these older guys at Drake. When you look at Indiana State, this is that NBA style. When I was at their practice, Cole, they charted threes, and they charted baskets at the rim. That's Nick Nurse style. They don't want contested twos. They want threes. They want to be at the rim. And they want to play fast. This will be a really good game to watch.
Coach, I'm all out of time. Great to catch up with you and talk hoops. Safe travels, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
All right, it's a pleasure, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we'll keep talking hoop. Waterloo East Boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael next on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger says despite several new players on the team, the formula has not changed. The 23rd-ranked Cyclones are 5-1 after a second-place finish at a tournament in Portland that included wins over Villanova and North Carolina. They're at home tonight against North Dakota.
Our brand of basketball is about toughness. It's about physicality. It's about effort. It's taking charges. It's creating turnovers. It's rebounding. It's doing all the things that are effort-based that are hard to do and easy to say. And we have to stay the course with it.
You and I and Drake open the Missouri Valley Conference race on the road tonight. The Panthers open defense of their regular season title with a visit to Bradley. The Bulldogs are the preseason Valley favorite. They're on the road at Indiana State. And in football, Iowa senior tight end Sam Laporta has been named the Big Ten Conference Tight End of the Year. This is Radio Iowa.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. You've searched for solutions. Now there's a way forward, because opioid addiction is not a character flaw. It's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Dummies Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today. Sign up as a member and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online on Facebook or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and what a big win last night. Season opening win for the Waterloo East Boys basketball team, 46-43. In enemy territory at rival Waterloo West, and pleased to be joined now on the show by Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael. Coach, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I'm good, Cole. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, likewise. We got to start with that big win last night. I mean, take us inside that gymnasium. I have to imagine that place was up for grabs, especially when the fourth quarter rolled around. How did your guys end up getting the job done, Coach?
I tell you what, the atmosphere was historic, actually. I mean, it takes you back to those old East-West rivalries that they talk about back in the day. I mean, the student sections on both sides was just crazy all night. Every shot that was taken or made was there was screaming and yelling. So our guys were pumped up, you know, and we're senior heavy. And so with us being senior heavy, I think that our guys have finally got
a feeling of what it takes to get through some of those adverse times, and they came through last night like the seniors, like we expect them to do.
And whether it was offense or defense, maybe something that intangible, what's like one or two things you would point to in that game last night that you felt like made the difference, Coach?
I would say the energy that we had. A few last year, I think there was some plays that we may have not shown an all-out effort. And I think last night there were plays where I think Waterloo West would have had a chance to go up a couple points on us, and our guys hustled back and got a couple blocks or stopped a couple plays, and I think that was the difference of the game, is that the energy that we had last night was just astounding, and I was very proud of our guys for bringing that energy in a hostile situation.
Certainly, definitely speaks to the veteran nature of this team that you have. Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael, our guest right now. You brought your top eight scorers all back from last season's team. What's that meant, Coach, in terms of how you've spoken to the team about expectations and goals?
Well, I think the one thing that's great about those guys that we have come back is they've learned to trust in the process, and they've seen the process over the last few years. And so, as we talk about things, it's easier to get them to buy into things. But the other piece is that I'm listening to them as well, so they know that they can throw stuff at me, and I can throw stuff at them, and we can negotiate and come together. And I think that's what they see right now as one of our advantages, is that we have such a very good relationship with each other, with the players and the coaches.
And how about, more so on the basketball floor? What maybe stuck out to you most with regard to off-season workouts, preseason practices, where you go, man, this sure looks better than it did a year ago at this time?
Again, I think the intensity that they showed and wanting to get in the weight room, wanting to do some conditioning and agility preseason that they haven't done or shown that energy in the past year. And again, seniors know this is their last go-round. And so I think that they have bought into that, but also they know that they're playing for a job for next year, trying to get to that next level. And so it works for me on both ends where, one, that they have the pressure of wanting to get to that next level, but two, they want to get to Wells and make some history, especially knowing that we're in a new conference this year and that they can set the standard for what future Waterloo East basketball can be.
I would imagine that what you've seen already in terms of what the Iowa Alliance Conference has meant to Waterloo East High School athletics, that's probably got you pretty excited, along with the fact that you've just got a really good team, it looks like, this year, Coach.
Well, our girls' volleyball team set standards.
Yeah.
And they won, the section of the conference. And so, that's a good start for us. But again, I have to give our guys credit for them wanting to get out and get the effort and do the hard work. And so they finally, I think, have bought into that. We still got to go out and play. We're going to be in a tough conference. We still got some tough games. We got CF tomorrow night. We got Mason City Friday. So we're starting off with three really tough games, and it's going to give us a really good idea of where we're at and what we need to work on at this early in the season.
To really dig in on, the brand of basketball that will equal the best basketball with this group, knowing you, getting to know you, Coach Carmichael, it's intensity, like you've already spoke about, energy, defense, kind of being pests. But, what can you tell us beyond that about, what's really developed within this group that they can hang their hat on?
Well, I think their character. I don't have to worry about this group. A lot of coaches today have turned into counselors and have to worry about a lot of kids off the court. And that's one thing that with this group I haven't had to worry about, and that's a that's a blessing for me, because, you know, those are things that can be distractions for young men on and off the court, and I don't have to worry about that with these guys. So, you know, they're basketball junkies. They want to be in the gym. They want to be shooting. They want to be working, and that makes it a little bit easier for the coach. Now it's just my job is to put all that together and give them a game plan for each and every game.
That's great to hear. Let's talk a little bit about some of these seniors that make up what looks to be a really good team that you've got this year. Kaywon Owens back. He was about 17.5 points per game last season. How have you challenged that young man to improve?
Well, it's Kaywon Jones. And, you know, Kaywon is probably, you know, one of the most unique players that I've ever coached, both mentally and physically. You know, he remembers everything. He knows plays. He watches plays. He knows players. So his basketball IQ is off the charts. But also he's developed into a very good two-way player, being inside and outside. And so especially last night against West, we had them in some foul trouble, so we went to him down low. So as a leader, I think he did a good job of leading us to the promised land last night by showing his inside game. So that's what you want, somebody that you can go to when you need a bucket. And I think that's where Kaywon really shows his best, is when we need buckets.
And my apologies to Kaywon there. I'm thinking Kaywon Owens, who was the great running back on the football team. A little Freudian slip up there by me.
Uh-huh.
Your other seniors just seem like a great supporting cast. They can step up when they need to. Martez Wigley, Jamarius Bradford Gates, Jameel Montgomery, Quentin Hart. I mean, what can you tell us about, you know, these other seniors that make up this veteran group?
Well, we did lose Martez. Martez did decide that he wanted to go to another school, so he is not with us this year. But we have Jamarius Bradford Gates at our point guard, who has developed into a very, very tough point guard over the summer. He's actually getting some pretty good looks from different schools. So he's going to be our leader out on the floor. We got Quentin Hart again, who's a very good three-point shooter. Jameel Montgomery, who is our Mr. Energy guy, who, you know, gets up and down the floor, gets our rebounds. Again, made some very, very crucial plays for us last night that stopped them from getting some easy buckets. Dewan Rambis, Jaquan Wise, all of these guys, again, are very good guys, and they all have developed to where they are a very important part of what our winning process is going to be. But I think they all have known their roles. And so that's what, again, makes it easier for me to be able to, and challenging me to be able to put all of that together, because we do have some really good kids.
All right. As you touched on earlier, Coach, the schedule doesn't do you any favors here going forward. You've got Cedar Falls tomorrow night. You get the benefit of having them in the friendly confines of your Waterloo East gymnasium. But what can you tell us about the challenge of taking on the Tigers and what it's going to take to move to 2-0?
Well, you always know that a Ryan Schultz coach team is going to be, you know, very fundamentally sound, and he gets his guys to play hard. So, you know, that's the test of anybody when we're going to play a finally coached team like Cedar Falls. I think the things that we have going for us is I think we have some depth, and they're going to have to guard us this year. It's just for the simple fact that we have different ways of being able to score. And so I think, you know, that's probably going to be an advantage for us. But again, having them at home this early in a season where I'm sure they're not, you know, 100% on their game, and we may be able to, again, get in and show that energy that we showed the other night against West. And, you know, if, you know, we keep the game close, and who knows what can happen from there. And so, you know, we're going to go in with the same energy we had the other night and you know, come out of there with a W, hopefully.
Coach Carmichael, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Real pleasure, as always, to have you and learn more about your team, and very much looking forward not only to tomorrow night's game against Cedar Falls, but this entire season for what looks like a team that could do some really special things. So thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Cole, and thank you for always giving us an opportunity to get our Wailua'i's name out there, especially with the new conference we're going to be in. And so we always would want to be on the Fan anytime we can. So thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of your night, Coach.
You too.
All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bills will not have Von Miller when they face the Patriots Thursday night, but the all-pro pass rusher says his injured knee is not as bad as first feared. Miller said Tuesday he believes he can play through the pain and is targeting a return next week against the Jets. Aaron Rodgers says he got, quote, good news after medical scans were done on his injured ribs, and he plans on starting this Sunday against the Bears. The injury forced the Packers QB to leave Sunday night's loss to the Eagles in the third quarter. And fresh off an overtime walk-off touchdown run in Sunday's win over Seattle, Josh Jacobs' status for this week is now in question. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports the Raiders running back suffered a calf injury and will not practice much, if at all, this week. Pelissero also reports that Eagles DB and NFL interception leader C.J. Gardner-Johnson will be out indefinitely after lacerating his kidney. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Direct Appliance is celebrating Black Friday all November long. Our deals on General Electric products and models are perfect to revamp your kitchen. Save up to 35% on select General Electric models. Receive up to $800 in mail-in rebates on qualifying General Electric products. No interest financing until January 2024 on purchases over $599. It's Black November at Direct Appliance, 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls.
It only happens once a year. JCPenney's cyber deals are back in-store and at jcp.com. Through Wednesday, fill your cart with deals like Yes Please Diamonds and Gemstones, now $19.99 each. Or use your coupon inside the JCP app to save up to 50% on small appliances and cookware from top brands like Keurig, Cuisinart, Calphalon, and more. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 11/30. Exclusions apply. Jewelry excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I'm Paul Papps from The Dan Patrick Show, and this is Above the Noise. The Boston Celtics came into the season the favorite to take home the NBA title, but after a disastrous and mysterious separation from Ime Udoka, the Celtics' title chances seem to be in jeopardy. But apparently no one told Boston that. The Celtics are 17-4, and the team's two young stars have started to grow into their own. Jason Tatum currently is one of the favorites for MVP. Jaylen Brown has taken a major jump and essentially is a big part of the team, as he always wanted to be. Brown is shooting a career high from the line, lighting up from mid-range, and over his past 10 games, Brown has averaged over 26 points per game. Throughout the offseason, Brown was constantly involved in trade talks for disgruntled Nets star Kevin Durant. With everything we've seen from Boston and the former number three pick overall this year, Celtics' decision to stick with Brown has looked like an excellent decision for the franchise moving forward. I'm Paul Papps from The Dan Patrick Show, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Yokohama Ice Guard. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That's a wrap for a Wednesday edition of the show. Got to make sure and thank ESPN College basketball analyst Kevin Lehman and Waterloo East boys basketball coach Brent Carmichael. A lot of fun catching up with both of them today. Iowa State basketball hosting North Dakota. Pre-game coverage begins after news and weather at the top of the hour at 6. Tip-off at 7. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.